The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor. Visit Pensacola.
Good morning. Welcome to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. 850-437-1620 if you'd like to be part of the show today. I'm your host, PJ. In studio with me right now is Nicole Stacy from Visit Pensacola.
Good morning. Welcome back. Thanks. How's it going?
It's going good. How are you doing?
Doing well.
Good. So I understand you have some events coming up, starting with Beach-A-Ween.
Yeah, so we are kicking off our 6th annual Beach-A-Ween tomorrow night, Friday, 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. on the Pensacola Beach Boardwalk. This is a completely free event that we do with the Pensacola Beach Chamber, the Santa Rosa Island Authority, and the Pensacola Beach Boardwalk Merchants Association. So we'll have vendors lining the boardwalk. They'll have candy. They'll have games. We've got Cat Country coming out to do a costume contest. We will have free food, so free hot dogs. Everything's free, even down to the bags. So if you don't have your trick-or-treating bags yet, we'll have two entrances. One at like that main entrance of the boardwalk where you walk up the steps to the shell. We'll be there. And then we'll also have an entrance over by Papa's Pizza, Bamboo Willie's area. So, you know, you can kind of walk both sides. The whole boardwalk is participating. Even down in the parking lot, we'll have some things set up. So it's going to be a really fun time. We just love getting out there and offering something free for the family to come. It's a safe place to Halloween and trick-or-treat early. You know, kids like lots of costumes. So if you need to try some new costumes out, or like costume number one can be this weekend, then you can do another one for Halloween. We really enjoy it. It's our 6th one, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, so there's a candy trail, it sounds like?
Yeah, there's candy. There'll be games. There'll be music. There'll be different activities to do. We've got one of the biker clubs coming out to do a trunk or treat for the kids. So lots of opportunity to get all the candy you need. Again, free bags. All of the businesses will be open. So if mom and dad would like an adult beverage, or you want to pop off and get a slice of pizza instead, all of that will be open and available as well.
Okay. And I heard you break some news on our sister station today about your costumes.
Oh, yeah. So we're going to do the Olympics theme. Nice. If the team's listening, again, like I said earlier, they're probably rolling their eyes. But we just thought, you know, the Olympics were so much fun to watch, and there was really this big momentum around them this year. I mean, there is every year, but every 4 years, excuse me. But they're going to have a lot of fun with it. So the Island Authority is going to participate. Visit Pensacola will participate. I'm out and see our costumes and make sure to dress up too.
All right. I want to see Darren in costume.
Yeah.
So I know there's going to be a lot of fun activities there too. Bounce houses, games, face painting. Like you mentioned, the hot dogs and plenty of candy for the kids. So it's definitely going to be a good time.
It's so much fun. And, you know, the costume contest, Cat Country runs that one, and they've got it segmented into ages. So definitely check out their information. The signups are going to happen, I think, 30 minutes before the costume contest. So just make sure you get there early to sign up, because once the signups are full, they will close it. And I know that was a little bit of confusion last year. So we're just trying to make it as clear and easy as possible. But regardless, it's such a fun event, and it's going to be beautiful weather. You know, the chill is in the air. The fair is here. So we've definitely held true to what we say. Like, the cold snap comes when the fair is here. So here we are.
Absolutely. So once again, Beach-A-Ween is going to be Friday, October 18th, this Friday from 4 to 8 p.m. Make sure you check it out.
Yeah.
Like you also mentioned, we have fair.
The fair is starting. The fair is here tonight, $1 night. It's the opening, and then they'll be here for the next 10 days. So, you know, they always do an incredible job. And the fair is another great way to just take the family out and have something fun to do in the area. We've got gallery night tomorrow night as well. So, you know, I say it last time, I say it all the time, but if you think there is nothing to do in Pensacola, you are wrong. And we definitely encourage you to check out visitpensacola.com. Our calendar of events has all of that information and more. But there's a lot going on in the fall. It's my favorite time of year.
Absolutely. So it is Dollar Day at the fair, like you mentioned. It's also Dollar Rides. And Cat Country is going to be there tonight at 7 o'clock, looks like, with the big lip sync battle.
What's your favorite ride at the fair?
What's my favorite ride? I don't know. I always used to be a big fan of the Scrambler.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
I like to get tossed around. What's yours?
Well, I was going to say I don't have one, but I really love that haunted house that you can walk through.
Okay.
I don't know why. It's not a ride, I guess, but
yeah,
it's fun.
Yeah.
And it feels safe.
Cirque Maceo is also a lot of fun to go to.
Okay.
Yeah, and if you show up early, a lot of times the performers will come out. Chance to interact with the family. The kids love seeing the horse.
Yeah.
The girl on the horse, usually she's the one that's out there greeting people and welcoming them and just talking to them and getting them excited for the show.
Well, and who doesn't love the Ferris wheel? That's yeah. classic.
Absolutely.
So
that's
I'm
one
excited.
Thing I will not do.
The Ferris wheel?
I don't like heights.
Okay, but you like the scrambler. We have things to discuss.
Nice. So what other events are we talking about?
Yeah, so
today?
I mean, fall really is, you know, Pensacola has been deemed the festival city of the South in various publications. And so we really kind of own that title. We've got a lot going on with Foo Foo Festival coming up. That'll kick off on Halloween on October 31st. Included in that will also be the Blue Angels Homecoming Air Show featuring the Thunderbirds this year, which I'm super excited about. The Great Gulf Coast Arts Festival is coming. You've got Summerfest happening this weekend. I know Cadillac's really excited about everything they've put together for that event. There's just so much. And I think it just goes to show that, like, our nonprofit organizations, our clubs that we have here, all of the groups, like, everyone just loves to get out and have a good time. And Pensacola has become such a great community to do that. And our calendar of events reflects that because there's always something to do.
Yeah, I mean, if you go to visitpensacola.com, go to the events section, there's lots of different activities and events there.
Absolutely. You can go to visitpensacola.com. You can download our app so you have it right in the pocket of your hand on your phone. We've got the kiosk downtown that you can use. It's right there at the corner of Palafox and Zaragoza.
Okay.
By Jackson's. So you can press there and see what's going on. But again, there's no shortage of things to do, and that's what we love so much. And I think from a tourism perspective, that's what our visitors love too, because they can come here for something specific, like, I want to go on a beach vacation. Great. But after a couple of days in the sun, they're like, what else can I do?
Mm-hmm.
We are allowing them to know that, like, there is so much to do, and a lot of it's free.
Yeah, and Bands on the Beach, two or three more weeks left of that.
Bands on the Beach, yeah. I mean, and then, you know, we just, gosh, there's just so much.
Mm-hmm.
So much. And then all of the bars and restaurants that do live music and have events. So from the Floribama to Bamboo Willie's to, you know, downtown at Seville, like, everybody's always doing something. And it's, I love it because it's something for everyone. So whether it's a couple's getaway or a full family getaway or just a family with kids, like, multi-gen, like, we have things to do. We have stuff to do when it's raining. We have stuff to do when it's cold outside. You know, our museums are some of the best I've ever been to. And if you've never been to the Naval Aviation Museum, you've got to get there because it's the coolest. I mean, it's one of the world's largest, and I go there a lot, and every time I see something new.
Mm-hmm. Andrew got to go to NAS yesterday for one of the simulators, and John Pickens was really, really jealous of that. And I said, you know, John, you can go to the museum. We got the Blue Angel simulator.
Absolutely. And it's so cool. If you haven't been, we've taken media on it before when we're like, you can't fly with them, but you can get in the simulator.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just an experience, and the volunteers and the veterans that are out there and the stories that they tell, it just creates an even more incredible experience than you would have just if you went by yourself.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So Foo Foo Fest, let's dive into that a little bit more detail. So that's the 31st, October 31st to November 11th, and a lot of different featured events there.
Absolutely. And, you know, this is all done by ACE. And that organization stands for Arts, Culture, and Entertainment, and that's all grant-funded events. So we ask nonprofits to come to us and bring something that's really cool and, like, wouldn't happen without this funding. So it's a event beyond their regular programming. They bring us these cool events, and I like to say they're, like, once in a lifetime, right? Because, like, for instance, UWF is doing the Blue Trees, and I'm very excited about that. And don't worry, it's all safe paint. It will wash off with the rain. Yes. But that's something they wouldn't normally do. So they're bringing that to us, which is a really cool and fun way to do it. And Fiesta, they're doing, like, a living museum tour. They wouldn't normally do that, right? So, like, they're putting things together for you to experience beyond their regular programming, which makes it really special.
Mm-hmm. And people can plan their Fiesta or their Foo Foo Fest experience by going to foofoofest.com.
Yeah, foofoofest.com, visitpensacola.com. We all work together because we want you to have the right information. So, again, Google is your friend, but so is visitpensacola.com.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So talk to me about gallery night.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited. I love gallery night. And I think when the weather gets a little bit cooler, it just brings more people. I know they're doing a lot of art exhibits out there. I know Dan Dunn will be out there putting some of his famous paintings out there, which I love. But it's just a fun way for you to come out and enjoy the downtown scene, to grab your favorite cocktail, to go out to dinner with your family, to walk through Palafox and just kind of visit with the vendors. You know, and you can bring the kids out there earlier in the evening, or if you want to stay and make a whole night of it. It really allows, again, for that multi-generational experience, depending on what you're looking for. And I think, you know, what better way to support the small businesses, the restaurants, the bars, the boutiques, the craft makers, than going out to Gallery 9 or Palafox Market, which will be on Saturday morning as well.
Yeah, and there's a lot of unique items for sale out there.
I mean, Christmas is coming.
It is.
You got to get those gifts.
Yes.
You should probably start now.
Absolutely. So what other events do you want to highlight?
You know, we just want to focus in on that fall, there's always something going on. And so whether it be like the ones we've talked about today or something new, I just encourage everyone, no matter the budget, no matter the schedule, like there is something for everyone to do. So don't get discouraged. You know, I know that, you know, times have been tough and people are definitely saying like the budgets are different this year, but like the beauty about all of these events is a lot of them are free. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it just takes a Saturday morning and you get to go and hang out with your family and do something new that you wouldn't have done before. Foo Foo Festival is a great way to learn more about the art scene in Pensacola. I think people maybe don't know that we have probably the largest art scene between New Orleans, Mobile, and Jacksonville, you know, so we have the big five. We've got ballet, we've got opera, we've got the symphony, we have museums, we have all of these theaters. They're bringing so much cool stuff to our area. And so if that's an interest to you or your kids or your friends, like it's the perfect thing to do on a Friday night. Grab your girlfriends, go to a show, go get dinner at Angelina's and like have a time of it. It's my favorite. Mm-hmm. I also remind people that this is the most beautiful time to visit the beach. It's my favorite time of year. But these sunsets that we've been seeing lately are incredible. That's a free thing to do. And you can go to Perdido Key or you could go to Pensacola Beach. The beaches are both beautiful. They've both got the beautiful white sand. And what better way just to get out and enjoy some fantastic weather before it gets too cold for us that live here in Florida.
Yeah. And we do still have visitors here, but Absolutely. The beaches aren't as crowded
no.
as they normally are.
I love when I'm watching like the Pensacola Foodies page and it's like, the visitors are gone. You can go to Peg Legs now. Because the waits are, you know, a little bit less. But mm-hmm. it is an opportunity for you to get out and go to those restaurants maybe you didn't want to go to in the summer months. The visitors are definitely still here. From a marketing standpoint, I can tell you fall is another great opportunity to visit. We're looking for those people who want to come and enjoy the long weekend or the holiday weekends or are planning for their holidays. It's definitely a market for us. We definitely see more couples, empty nesters, because obviously school's back in session. But we're busy. Mm-hmm. We are busy. This year, there was a collection of TDT. We brought in $22 million. So it was a big year for tourism. We're excited that Visit Pensacola is celebrating our 10th year as an organization. Mm. And so look to the beginning of the year for all of those numbers to be put out. Mm-hmm. But we're really excited about what tourism has done for this community. And we're excited about where we're going.
Yeah. Congratulations on 10 years.
Thank you.
What have you been doing some special things throughout the course of the year?
So we will be doing our annual meeting. It's a sold out event. It's going to be on the 30th of October, but that's where we'll really be showcasing the momentum around the collections and the marketing and just how much it's changed. Like I looked back and I was looking back at even our branding and our logos and I'm like, man, we've come a long way. Like, whew, 10 years was a long time ago, but just from like our marketing and our messaging and our collaboration. I mean, I think, you know, 10 years when we started as an organization, it was, we need tourism. We need more tourism in this area and we need a dedicated organization to do that. Mm-hmm. And now I feel really proud that Visit Pensacola has a seat at a lot of those tables to work with our local community, to work with our chambers of commerce, to work with the city and say, what are we missing? How can we work together? What other events should we be looking at? Sunbelt is a perfect example. SEC soccer. You know, these things that we're bringing to the community for our residents to enjoy, but also for visitors to come and experience a new destination that maybe wasn't on their list.
Mm-hmm. So talk to me a little bit about Visit Pensacola and how you're attracting people to the area.
Sure. So we serve as the destination marketing organization for Escambia County. And what that means is we are marketing Perdido Key, Pensacola Beach, Pensacola, Century. We are marketing anything that's included in Escambia County. And that's a really big job because it's a very big county that offers a lot of different things. But that's the beautiful part about it, too, is I can say, well, we've got some of the world's most beautiful beaches, but we also have a vibrant downtown. We also have a racetrack. We also have this great fairgrounds. We also have a university, you know, so it allows for us to tell a story beyond the beaches. And that's something that we've really kind of hung our hat on is that, yes, the beach is the driver, but what else can you do while you're here?
Mm-hmm. So talk to me about some of those strengths that we have.
Yeah. So for us, you know, in Northwest Florida specifically, we're probably one of the only cities, I will say, that has a downtown, and it's a vibrant downtown, and it makes you feel like you're in a bigger city. So you're not just visiting, you know, a smaller sleepy beach town. You've got a beautiful beach, and then if you want to, you can go do fine dining. You can go to an opera. You can go to the ballet. Our university system here is incredible. I might be a little biased. Go Argos. But, you know, even the university has come a long way and is winning so many accolades and getting named throughout all of these big conversations that typically you wouldn't think of a school that size is going to be in that conversation, and they are. And so Dr. Saunders and her team have done incredible things. Even Dr. Meadows at Pensacola State, like, people are working together in tandem of how do we continue to tell the story of Pensacola and make sure people know that we're a big deal.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned downtown, and I know Palafox Market, it's always busy.
Absolutely.
And in fact, they're growing.
Yeah,
they're
so busy. We're in two spots now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that just goes to the testament of the small businesses and the makers that we have here and people that want to live, work, and play in Pensacola. And so they're bringing their businesses and their craft. And I just think that adds to how special we are as a community. I always tell our media when they're in town visiting, that's what's the most special to me is the people that live here. Mm-hmm. It's not the shops. It's not the events. It's the people. And I think when you have those conversations, you and I have had them. I've had them with just a random cocktail server. You know, why do you live here? Oh, because Pensacola is so cool. And like, people are just so happy to be here. And the pride they carry to call this home.
Mm-hmm.
They love that visitors come, right? That's how they make their money and that's how they live. But they want those visitors to treat it like it's their own. And I think we've done a really good job together to make sure people do that.
Absolutely. I was on a flight with a veteran from my hometown of Appleton, Wisconsin, coming back to Florida. And he was asking me where I was heading to. And I told him Pensacola. And he said, oh, that's where I started my training.
I love it.
And now he's in Georgia. But he said he would absolutely come to Pensacola in a heartbeat because he just loved it so much.
Yeah, I love it. You know, you can come here just for a visit, which we love. You could come here because of a vacation and then say, you know what? I want to move. Like, let's bring my business here. And there's groups that are working really hard about that. Florida West is one of them. They're doing a great job. But then you can also retire here. And we've been named, you know, one of the top places to retire. Because it's a great community and it still allows you to get out and enjoy things that you want to do and want to try, but it's just a really cool place.
Mm-hmm.
I could talk about it for hours.
And getting cooler because American Magic's going to be here.
Yeah, they're coming home. You know, it was unfortunate, but they did a great job. And we're looking forward to welcoming them home and seeing what they're going to do here in Pensacola. I think it's going to be just a really fun way to bring them into the mix that is already something so special. You know, we know that on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, any given week of the year, you're going to see those Blue Angels fly. Now, how cool is it going to be that you're also going to get a chance to see American Magic in the Bay?
Mm-hmm.
Again, just added elements that really elevate what Pensacola is and who we're becoming as a city.
Yeah. And speaking of Blue Angels, of course, the Thunderbirds going to be with them this year
I'm
for
so
the homecoming
excited.
Show.
I grew up in Fort Walton, so the Thunderbirds are, you know, that's where they're from.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited to see them fly together. And I know that the people I've spoken to out on the base are just really excited because this is something that hasn't happened before. So I think it's going to be big. I think you should plan accordingly. I think you should go ahead and like plan your weekend, right? Like, that's the first weekend of November. So you've got that. You've got the Arts Festival. You've got Foo Foo Festival. If you're like me, I'm a planner. So get your calendar out. Where are we going? What are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
And as I always say, whenever it's Blue Angels in the summer, pack your patience
mm-hmm.
because you're going to need it.
Yeah. Well, speaking of planning, it's only 2.5 months till our visitors from up north come back down here again.
Yeah. So we're already working through our winter campaigns. You know, we like to say they're not snowbirds anymore. They're winter visitors. Everyone is welcome when it's cold outside.
Mm-hmm.
But we're working through those longer stay visits and making sure they know what's going on and what to do. And our winter escape card will be coming out in November, and that'll run through March. But basically what that is we work with our partners at Visit Pensacola to offer deals. It can be a buy one, get one. It could be 10%. It could be stay 3 nights, get your 4th night free. It could really truly be anything. And what that does is when our winter visitors arrive, they come into the visitor centers, they sign up for this coupon card essentially, and they can carry it around with them. But it's really to encourage getting out and about and experiencing and exploring the destination. So those calls for winter escape deals is out now. If you're not a Visit Pensacola partner, we'd love to have you. We'd love to offer that. So please get in touch with us. All of our information is online. But it's another fun way just to, one, collaborate with our partners, but two, make sure a visitor has everything they need and the resources they need, whether it be they just need something a little bit more value friendly or they are staying here for a long time and they want to make sure they don't miss something.
Yeah. And you also offer guides to people from outside the area to let them know what we have here.
And you can sign up for our newsletter, which also allows for different event guides and itineraries. I would say our blogs are some of the best information sources. That's on our website, and we get locals to write those. So they're not written by our staff necessarily. They're written by some of our partners and just some of our friends of the area, because we want to know what you love most. Like, we just put out a martini blog, just because who doesn't love an espresso martini? But you know, we're featuring different restaurants, different places you can go. We put out a zero proof blog so that if, you know, you are looking for what's non-alcoholic, where can I still go and enjoy and just feel like I'm included in the bar scene? We've got that out there. We did the festivals. I mean, the blogs are endless, but if there's something you don't see, let us know, because we're always looking for what are we missing.
Mm-hmm. And people, I'm guessing, can sign up for our newsletter and have access to some of that information that we're talking about.
You can sign up for a newsletter. You can sign up for a visitor guide. You can look at our insider guide online. Follow us on social. We love engaging on social media. We're on every channel, so you can't miss us, even Pinterest. But the team just really loves to engage with our local community, because you're the storytellers. We're just the mouthpiece. Like, you tell us what you love it so much about this place, and then we go tell the world.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about how people can become partners.
So just reach out to us at Visit Pensacola. We'd have a multiple different levels of partnerships, but it's really easy. And if you aren't a partner, you can still have a free listing on our website. Anyone in Escambia County who has a tourism relevancy can be a partner with a free website listing, so that we can make sure you're included and people know about you.
Mm-hmm. And you also help people from outside the area plan weddings.
Events. So our sales and services team, they work with weddings, reunions, meetings, anybody that wants to bring a group to Pensacola. They are the best team to work with. They'll help you with hotel bookings or blocks. They can help you with itineraries. We are happy to provide welcome bags. So all of that information can be found online, or you can come check us out at one of our visitor centers. We run the downtown visitor center that's at the foot of the bridge. That's where our offices are. And then we also oversee the Perdido Key visitor center. So both have lovely ambassadors that are willing and waiting to help you. And then we also work closely with the Pensacola Beach Visitor Center. So all of us, again, it's a partnership, and we're all here just to serve the greater good, and that's our residents and our visitors.
Absolutely. So before you go, what else do you want to cover today?
I just say, get your calendars out, plan your events. You don't want to miss them. There's a lot of great stuff happening, whether it be music or theater or Blue Angels or Beach-a-ween or Gallery Night. There is something for everyone. There's a lot for everyone, and we just look forward to seeing you there. Check us out on visitpensacola.com, our calendar of events. It's free. That's a free marketing resource. So if you've got an event and you want us to talk about it, put it on that calendar.
Absolutely. We have about a minute left. So talking real quick about the Hard Rock Cafe. I know that they're talking about a sportsplex in Escambia County as well. Talk to me about the importance of just continuing with those developments to, again, attract people here.
Sure. I think that everything that we've been talking about, whether it be a sports complex or a new hotel or a new restaurant even, it just shows that this is a growing community and that there is a need for those things. And the sports complex in particular, or the Bay Center, if we want to talk about that, you know, the more we can create, the more, like, what is the saying? If you build it, they will come.
Mm-hmm.
If we build it, if we improve it, they will come. There will be different shows. There will be different opportunities. And it's just another way for us all to work together for the greater good of Pensacola.
Okay. Well, we do have a text on the text line. I just have to highlight this real quick. From a listener named Candy. I don't know if I'm allowed to say the whole name here. Tell Nicole I love her.
Aw, I love you too.
So one more time, let's talk about Beach-a-ween, because that is coming up Friday and you are part of that.
Yeah, so Beach-a-ween, Friday night, 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Pensacola Beach Boardwalk. It's a very free, family-friendly event. We will have vendors, we will have candy, we will have games, we'll have free bags. Cat Country will have their costume contest. Come out and enjoy.
Visit Pensacola.com.
Thank you.
Thank you.